verdad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin.
All right, we're back, and we're back. Humbled, is it again? Humbled or humbled? Is it humble?
Humble.
It's humble. We're humbled that you have rejoined us again, and it is Saturday night, and we are so thankful that you have chosen to spend your time with us right here at Cristo the Rock, 100.7 FM, KWRD. And what I'd like to do before we get back to getting this bow back in order and picking up, in other words, where we left off, what I want to do right now is I want to introduce everyone, and I'd like for everybody to provide some contact info because our listeners love to either call in, email, or they like to go visit websites. And so we have in studio with us tonight Bishop Otis Clark. We have Pastor Star Williams. We have Dr. Gwen Williams. We have Pastor Hello. Ricky Vargas. And I am Pastor Mark Ingram. And so I'm going to go around the room because I want everybody to give us some contact info if our public wants to get in touch with you, if you have a website, a number you'd like to share. I'm going to start with Pastor Ricky. Go ahead, Pastor.
This is Ricky Vargas with overflowwithglory.com. You can reach me at
682-234-2670.
Dr. Gwen, share some information for us if you have a website or anything like
Well, our website is lifeenrichmentinc.com. That's lifeenrichmentinc.com. And you can order Bishop Otis Clark's book called His Story, History and His Secret. And if you order it from that website, we will send it to you autographed. Or you can get it from Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com. And we're here from Auburn, Washington, Federal Way area near Seattle. And we have a startup church there. So if you're ever in the area, come by and see us. You can get the info off the website.
Pastor Starr, you have any information you want to?
Absolutely. You can add me on Facebook.com. Star Williams, please friend us. Dad Clark, our bishop, 107 years young. Also has a Facebook, Pastor.
Oh, wow.
And that's so awesome. Does Dr. Gwyneth, and so does Tina.
Oh, I'm being everybody Ricky. Tonight.
So, you know, so add us on Facebook. That's right. And just you can add us on there. It's Bishop Otis Clark on Facebook. You can add Star Williams. So, and let us know that you heard us on this radio program as well.
Okay. And I am Pastor Mark Ingram. Pastor Words of Life Christian Center. Our website is www.wolchristiancenter.org. We went there last week with the phone numbers, and I might give them wrong tonight, so I'm just going to omit that. The phone numbers are on the website. You can hit us up either on the website by telephone, or you can let's do a free and ad also on Facebook. I want Pastor Ricky, because now we're back to this bow, and we are talking with Sister Gwen. And where did we take up, Dr. Gwen?
We were talking about what we do on a daily basis, and I was focusing on the spiritual man of Otis Clark.
Okay.
And we were going to go into the
natural
side.
All I remember are big wheels and pink convertibles, you know. Well, let's pick back up there. let's pick back up there. I want you to take that, and then after you're done, I want you to pass it to your dad and let him share some wisdom with our listeners on that same topic.
Well, from the spiritual side, he's, as I stated, he loves to read the word. He is a man of prayer. I don't recommend this, but he has gone on 10-day fast without water. He's gone on 3-day fast with 5-day fast without water, as well as 3 to 5 days with water. As a centenarian, laying prostrate on a hard floor and blanket. But when God tells him to do something, he closes himself in and he seeks the face of God. So that's from the spiritual perspective. He's always ready to go into the house of the Lord. So forsake not the assembling of yourselves.
Estamos hablando del Bishop Otis Clark, en una perspectiva espiritual. Está diciendo la doctora Williams que él se va hasta 10 días, 5 días, ayunando. Solamente no bebe agua, buscando el rostro del Señor, ¿verdad? Entonces, esa es una de sus claves, que él se mantiene, aunque tiene 107 años, él se mantiene fuerte, él se mantiene sano, de salud, no está en ninguna medicina, su medicina es la palabra del Señor.
Bless him. Bless him.
And from the natural man, we constantly get people say, 107 years old, what does he eat? Well, sometimes we need to listen to our doctors and follow what they say. He is not a big sugar eater. He does not eat a lot of white breads. Mm. He eats meats, lean meats. He does. He is a beef eater. And so he gets a lot of B6 and B12. He's very sharp at 107. I believe personally that helps his mind. He eats a lot of fruits. He eats a lot of vegetables. And he's a man that loves to get out, exercise. He likes to try new things.
Algunas en 107 años, él sale, hace sus ejercicios diariamente. Come mucho fruta, vegetales. Le gusta mucho la carne. Pero él se mantiene firme en su paso con el Señor. Él se mantiene firme con lo que él come. Lo que él come es todo es sano, No come mucho azúcar, pero si lo vieran en 107 años, se sorprendían porque se mira como un hombre de 60 años.
Okay, and just to chronicle a little bit of his history, his father and grandfather came from a slave quarters in Clarksville, Texas.
Sus padres y abuelos eran esclavos en un pueblito cerquita de Austin, Texas.
Clarksville is six blocks, a half a mile from the state capital.
Ese pueblo de Clarksville está seis bloques de la capital de Austin.
His father moved to Indian Territory.
Su padre se movió para un terreno de indios.
And dad was born in Indian Territory, which now is Oklahoma.
El Bishop Otis Clark, él nació en un territorio de indios que ahora es Oklahoma.
So he is 4 years older than the state.
So así que él es 4 años más mayor que el estado de Oklahoma.
I got to stop right there. I'm sorry. I could not. I could not let that go. I mean, she said that. Wow. 4 years older than the state.
Of Oklahoma.
Not Bobby or Jimmy or, of Oklahoma.
That's right.
Oh, my. Okay, proceed.
¿Se imagina? Tiene, es 4 años mayor que el estado de Oklahoma.
When we were in the state capital, I looked up and said, Dad, you're older than the state capital of Oklahoma.
Cuando estaban allá, ella le dijo a su papá, Papá dijo, tú eres más anciano que el estado de Oklahoma.
He was honored for the 100 year celebration of Oklahoma in 2007.
En 2007 lo honraron en el estado de Oklahoma.
He made it through the influenza pandemic.
Cuando hubo la epidemia de la influenza, él pasó por eso, pero sobrevivió eso.
He delivered medicine to people who were infected with the virus.
Él fue uno de los que llevó medicina para esas personas que estaban afligidas con ese virus.
The mailmen at that time wouldn't even deliver mail to the houses.
El correo ni se arrimaban a dejar el correo a las casas por el temor de pescar ese virus.
At the age of 18, he was a survivor, or is a survivor, of the Greenwood race riot in 1921.
A la edad de 18 años, él fue, sobrevivió ese rayeta que hubo en 1926.
In escaping his life, he was shot at.
Él lo huyó de ahí, escapó su vida.
The bullets missed him and shot his friend.
El amigo de él le pegaron los balas, pero él no, él rescató de ahí.
As they began to run for their life, the men kept shooting.
Cuando ellos huían por sus vidas, les descargaban los con pistolas a ellos, pero ni una bala le pegó a él.
And he made it out alive.
Y salió ahí vivo.
His house, his home was burned, and his grandparents' house was burned, and his stepdad was killed in the riot.
La casa de él fue destruida, encendida, se encendió la casa de su abuelo, y su padrastro fue matado.
And he made it to Los Angeles, where he was able, God directed his steps to go to Azusa.
Y ahí, de esa persecución, y ahí, él huyó para California, y ahí fue donde empezó todo eso.
Okay, you said, and the reason I want to interject something here is you said he made it to L.A., and I want to tag on to that real quick simply because, you know, we live in a society where it seems like everybody's trying to make it to L.A., and when you say L.A. or Los Angeles, y'all know everybody, the first thing that comes up is Hollywood. Everybody want to be a star. And so since we're talking about making it to L.A., I really want you to share with our listeners the history of some of the people that this humble man has had the opportunity to rub shoulders with, because a lot of the actors and actresses of our day, they owe a lot of their pattern or success to these people that your dad actually had a chance to know and to be among. And so I really want you to share with our listeners these great names. And then our listeners, if they're any kind of history buffs, I know they will run out and say, wow, so before there was a Brad Pitt, before there was a Denzel, before there was a, wow, he actually got a chance to meet. And here's where I'll throw it to you.
Well, one of the first African-American movie stars was Stephen Fetchit. Mm-hmm. He played in a lot of Will Rogers movies. Mm-hmm. And Dad used to ride in what he calls self-made Cadillac, which what we call customized.
Mm-hmm. Uno de los primeros actores que se encontró con el Bishop Clark era africano-americano.
And he butlered for Joan Crawford, Clark Gable, Charlie Chaplin, and his second wife actually lived in the house with him. They both lived there, and she did the cooking, and he did the butlering.
Él trabajó con Clark Gable y muchos artistas. En ese tiempo, cuando él estaba temprano en su edad, él trabajó con muchos de los artistas.
And so he's always been, throughout his life, not just with people in the natural, but even from those great, what I call patriarchs and matriarchs of God.
As you're saying this, you know, if I could, I wish I could convey to our listeners what we see in the studio. Because as these names are coming off of her lips, I mean, good gosh, Joan Crawford and Clark Gable And I'm listening to these words come off of her lips. And in the studio, Bishop Clark, his spirit is so humble. It is so gentle. And I think that's something that we could all learn from, not only as listeners, but even those of us in the studio. We kind of started off talking about how you can't lead unless you follow. And I think the biggest part of becoming a leader is at some point you have to learn how to serve. Yes. And you have some humility about you to say, wow, I might want to do A, B, and C, but it might not be my time. And so I want to use this moment to get Pastor Starr to actually read us a scripture that lets us know the benefit of service. And then she can actually talk to Bishop, and then he can kind of expound for us before we go into our next musical segment. I want her to lead a scripture off because we're about to start making a transition now into the spiritual nature of this show and what we want you all to get out of all of these segments tonight. Pastor Starr.
Well, you know, you brought out a great point because And it all ties in together. When I look at Dad's life, Dad has always, he's been a leader, mm-hmm. but as Dr. Gwynna said, a good follower makes a good leader. Mm-hmm. Dad has always been a good follower, and he's always been a servant of others.
Okay.
And, you know, there's something special about a servant's heart. The Word of God says that the greatest in the kingdom.
Beautiful scripture.
The greatest in the kingdom. Now, that is the greatest. You mean the greatest? Yeah, the greatest. The greatest in the kingdom is the one who serves. That just seems so contrary to popular pop culture American society because, you know, American society, that what we've been ingrained is you have to be the leader. You have to be the one up front, or you have to be the one being served to be great.
Well, Pastor Starr, here's bow in it time. Finger in the bow.
I can tell because you have that look on your face.
Finger in the bow. Because I want Pastor Ricky to translate that bilingually. And then that's going to put us right into our musical break. And
you're
when
good
we come
at putting
back,
fingers in
no,
the bow.
No, yeah, I try to slip them in there every now and then. But we're coming back the next segment to you and that scripture. Pastor Ricky.
Está diciendo la pastora Star que el mayor en el reino del cielo no es el que guía, sino el que sirve. Porque él vino a servir a nosotros, no vino a establecer algo para él. Él vino a establecer el reino de su padre. Entonces, el ejemplo que uno tenemos nosotros es el ejemplo de Cristo, como él sirvió a la humanidad. Él sirvió al pecador, al pobre, al borracho. Entonces nosotros nos ponemos ese clase de manto que somos siervos en el reino del Señor. Pastor Martin.
We want you to get this picture before we go into this next musical break about what a servant is. Jesus, who owns everything, left glory in heaven and came here for 33 years.
Come on.
That should paint a pretty book picture for you. Pretty good picture for you. We want you to know you have found Christo the Rock, Music with a Message on 100.7 FM KWRD. We thank you for tuning in to us tonight. We want you to tune in again each and every Saturday night right here on 100.7 FM or online at www.thewordfm.com. We thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. We'll see you back here in a bit.
Amen.
A levantar nuestro mejor grito de júbilo delante del Rey de Reyes. Su presencia hoy está aquí para llenar. Ven, anímate, alabemos juntos hoy, porque el fuego del Señor en tu corazón está y tu tristeza cambiará. Por el gozo del Señor, su presencia hoy está aquí para llenar. Ven, anímate, te alabemos juntos hoy, porque el fuego del Señor en tu corazón está y tu tristeza cambiará. Por el gozo del Señor, ven y llénate de gozo.
¿Cuántos quieren gozo del Señor aquí hoy? ¡Gózate!
Everything I once had.